On January 3rd, a judge told Shoaib Azdullah if he did not renounce Christ within 1 week, he would face up to 20 years in prison or even be sentenced to death. Shoaib was arrested on October 21st, 2010, when he gave a man a Bible, the fourth largest city in Afghanistan. The man reported the incident to the authorities, and Shoaib was arrested. He has been in prison in northern Afghanistan since his arrest. Although the judges offered him freedom in exchange for denying Christ, Shoaib, a Muslim convert to Christianity, has remained faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Voice of the Martyr contacts say he has been listening to Christian radio programs while in prison and is very thankful that he can still hear Scripture. He is concerned about his family, but remains strong in Christ and even sends greetings to other Christians in Afghanistan. I want my people to know my faith is strong, Shoaib told Voice of the Martyr contacts. Please pray that I can stand well. I am not afraid of death. Turn with me to Acts chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 22 through 31. Acts chapter 17. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are far too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, I declare him unto you. That God made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For inasmuch as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, or graven by art and man's device. And the times which is of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth that men everywhere repent, because he hath appointed a day which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead." A lot of us here today probably will never have to make a choice like Shoaib did in the story I read here at the beginning. But there is a day coming when we are all going to have to stand before God and say what we did with our choice to surrender to his ways and his will. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you we could gather here today and worship you. And Lord, I just pray you would be with the teachers in Sunday school this morning as they lead out. Lord, just pray that we may be able to apply what we learned and go away with it here today. Also be with the message later this morning. Just pray this in your name. Amen.